Well, this is awkward. That's the title of our podcast for today. Well, this is awkward. So, we are in the month of January. We're still on that, you know, monthly theme of faithfulness, firmer than feelings. And part of that is this topic today, which is awkward conversations, difficult conversations, especially with family. Right, so if we're going to be faithful beyond just feelings, right, if we want to be faithful to the Lord, not just when we feel like it, but faithful all the time, then that means we're going to probably have some difficult and even awkward conversations. Right, awkward because a lot of times we just don't want to point out the big elephant in the room, even though it's right there. Right? It's like, clearly this person has to realize this big elephant in this room. But it turns out not everyone does. Turns out a lot of people are totally comfortable with just keeping that elephant right in the room, taking up all the space, choking everyone out sometimes, being like, hey, we got her squished in here, we can't get out here. Yep, that white elephant. Some people just don't know. They just keep it in there. And so it's our job as faithful Christians, especially faithful Christians in our families, to just point out the big elephant and throw them out. This dinner table, this house is for humans and for pets. Indoor pets. Elephants, I'm pretty sure, are not indoor pets, unless there's somehow a miniature, super miniature elephant possibility. I don't think there is. So, awkward conversations, they're a necessity. For instance, you know, if your sibling is doing something inappropriate or doing something that's bad for their soul, something even sinful, sometimes it's a little awkward, but we have to do it. We have to call them out on it and say, hey, that's not cool. You're better than this. You deserve better than this. And God deserves better than this, right? Or maybe they're endangering someone else. So that's even another whammy. That's double whammy, right? That's causing scandal by causing other people to sin. So it's like, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. Not just because it's bad for you, but it's bad for that person, right? So calling them out. But just because it's probably going to be awkward, it doesn't mean you have to, you know, multiply the awkwardness and multiply just the weirdness of the situation by doing it in public. For instance, there's a better way. For instance, if someone does something inappropriate or wrong, then the best way to encounter them is in private, right? If they hurt your feelings, for instance, publicly, then it'd be a good thing to do to approach them in private and say, hey, I don't like the way you did that. I don't like the way that made me feel, or I don't like the way you treated that other person. It's always good to approach in private, so that way we're not reprimanding people in public. Now, once they have known where you're coming from, once you tell them that in private, if they continue to do it, then in a sense you have a right to call them out in public in a very loving way, a very truthful way. But clearly the message was not received well if it continues to happen. And so I think that at that moment, then it's a double awkward conversation where it's like, hey, we talked about this. And then, you know, hopefully we come to a more loving, more honest, faithful situation towards the Lord. And so, yeah, it's sometimes awkward to be a Catholic, sometimes awkward to be a Christian in general, but we have to. And sometimes, you know, it's a good lesson to learn to thrive on awkwardness, holy awkwardness, not like just weird, awkward awkwardness. You know, some people do some pretty weird things in the world, and that's not the cool kind of awkwardness. But this holy way of being awkward is by not being afraid to be the one that's the weird one in the room, not falling for peer pressure, not falling for whatever is like the hip thing to do that's super bad, or the next sinful thing that people just seem to be okay with doing, right? It's awkward to be the one sometimes that is being holy or trying to be holy. But it's in that awkwardness where we really suffer through that painfulness and we make that moment an opportunity to be holy, right? So the awkwardness hopefully is purifying us and making us holy. And so our prayer for this week, my challenge for you in this week, is to embrace the awkwardness, but only the awkwardness that the Lord is asking you to embrace. Don't go create more awkward moments. We have enough of them in the world, right? So what awkward things is the Lord calling us to do? And then let's do them. right? Let's have those conversations that need to be had. Let's love the ways we know we're supposed to love and not be afraid what it looks like. So have a great week. And remember, burn as you go. Burn.